This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
The Railway Mission is a team of chaplains which has been serving the railways since 1881. Liam Johnston, the chief executive, discusses the scope of the chaplains' outreach, including the current strikes. Liam, can you firstly explain the role of the railway chaplains?
Yeah, I mean, on a day-to-day level, the chaplains spend their time visiting people in the workplace. That's very key to what we do. There are times when there are tragedies, there are times when there are difficulties, but nobody wants to talk to a stranger about the difficulties and the traumas that they've faced. What people like to do is to talk to somebody that they know and they know they can trust. And so the chaplains will spend their time visiting stations and offices, police stations as well as railway stations, signal boxes for the various companies, and just building up their relationships with individuals and with the company, so that when there is a problem, whether that is a serious problem like the death of somebody on the railway, or a marriage breakdown, or whatever the problem might be, the individual chaplain has got that relationship with the staff where people can say, well, I know the chaplain, I trust the chaplain. And even if somebody hasn't built that relationship up with the chaplain, then their colleagues may have done and can say, you know, you really ought to talk to this person. You need to talk to the chaplain and just get that support. So we're very much at the centre of the welfare of the staff, the health and well-being of the staff on the railway. They're reaching into people's lives and they're making a difference. And that's what's really important to us, is that making a difference. It's one thing to be there. It's quite another to be there, to be salt, to be light, to bring the love and compassion of God into very dark situations sometimes.
And from the passenger's perspective?
Well, from the passenger's perspective, I mean, we don't have a huge amount of chaplains. We only have 22 chaplains cover the entire rail network. So the chances of you bumping into a chaplain on your commute is very, very small. But there are places like Euston or York or Birmingham and various others where there is a chaplain's office, where the chaplain can be found. So we have those at a number of main hubs. And they're given to us free of charge by the rail industry because they value that extra dimension that we bring to the support of the passengers and the support of the company. So having an office visible to the public, accessible to the public, is really good. And we're there. You know, we don't necessarily deal with all the issues and all the problems that everybody may bring to the door. But what we can do is we can be a signposting service. So if somebody does come who's distressed, who's got a problem, we can help them to find the right course of action, the right person to talk to. And by doing that, we are actually helping the rail industry. And an example of this is one of my chaplains, a guy called John Robinson, was spending an evening shift with something that's called the Emergency Intervention Unit. And that's British Transport Police and Network Rail working together. And they go in a police car, blue light, to emergencies. One of the emergencies that they went to a few months ago was a person who was on a bridge threatening to commit suicide. When they arrived, the police held back and allowed John to talk to this individual and to be able to get this individual to safety and, you know, to get him the help that he required. Now, who did John help? Well, he helped the individual, certainly. He helped the rail industry by reducing the disruption to the trains. And he helped the police by helping them deal with a situation that was quite difficult.
What's it like at the moment in light of the ongoing strikes?
For the chaplains, it's kind of business as usual, as far as the strike is concerned, because our relationship, it spans the company. So we're chaplains to the chief executive, to the station cleaner. You know, so we span the gap, if you like. So we're there to support people. We're not there to take sides, but we're there to support, to love, to help, to bring that shoulder to cry on in times of difficulty. And there are a lot of people who really struggle, you know, financially, you know, whether it's a passenger or whether it's a member of staff who can't get to work. You know, there are people with a lot of issues that are being caused by this. And the chaplain's there to listen, to help, to give advice, to give guidance, to give that shoulder to cry on. And that's what we're there for. We're there to bring, as I say, that love of God into that situation.
What do you think the most important characteristic is for being a railway chaplain?
I know when I first joined the railway back in 2000, somebody said to me, "Are you a rail enthusiast?" And I said, "No, I'm a people enthusiast." And that's what's key. And yes, some of our chaplains are rail enthusiasts, but we are all people enthusiasts. First and foremost, our interest and our passion is to bring the light of Christ into people's lives. And by doing so, we demonstrate that compassion, that love for individuals, regardless of their faith, regardless of their background, their sexual orientation, their position in the company, their political beliefs, regardless of anything and everything, we are there to be Christ in the workplace to them. We bring that care, that compassion that demonstrates, yeah, these people can be trusted. These people are okay. And that's what we're doing. We're showing we're okay and God is good through our work.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.